Okay. I have some interesting recordings on here, too. Okay.
So, yes.
Okay, so we are talking about... So are we going to start with phones, or are we going to go straight to the synthetic?
Well, I don't remember.
Childhood memories.
So I have a different recollection of the phones.
There's various phone things that I recall, but one of them is that we somehow got plans for how to make this little device that I think had a 9-volt battery in it, and you connected it to the phone line, and because it was a toll call from me, from our house to your house.
Right. All I remember was it was a capacitor, expensive. Though. There was no battery. Right. Yeah, you put a capacitor in series with the line, and then when the phone rang, you could pick it up, and you could talk between the rings. That's what I recall.
Oh. No, awesome. Then I think there was a way to hook up a battery and inject like a click or a tone or something.
Well, that was for a payphone.
That would then, no. We did this on the home phone. That would then stop those rings. So now you could talk the whole time.
That may have happened, but I don't remember.
And then I think, and then my recollection is that after we used it for a while, then one time we were... on, and an operator came on the line and said, this line is showing itself as being in a
weird,
some odd state. What's going on here? You know, so I think we stopped then.
Oh, nothing.
So you don't remember that?
No. But I did, but I remember things very similar
to
that.
The basement.
I don't remember the basement.
Okay, so I remember at your house... I remember being really struck by all the switches glued onto the end of the shelf, and you had...
I had switches for everything.
So what all did you have wired to your...
I had wired a little toggle switch.
Right by your bed, right?
Right by my bed. And I had a phone, too, a dial phone that I had taken apart and rebuilt into a wooden box, and it had switches on there, and I had wired all these little devices into it, one of which was the capacitor, so I could answer the phone... without answering the phone. Mm-hmm. And I would test this. This is back in the days when I first got my driver's license. And this is what I did with my driver's license. I would go down to the payphone, which was about a mile away at the park. And I would call... how did I even do this? I would set it up at home, but I would call... I would go down there and I would trick it into thinking I put a dime in it. And call, and then somehow, maybe, were you there? Would you?
I don't remember.
But I could call the house and answer it, but I don't remember, how could I have done that if I wasn't in both places at the same time? Maybe I was.
You must have had a cohort.
I don't know, maybe I asked...
So how many lights, what were all the switches
for? Okay, one of the switches was for my overhead light. One of my switches was for two lamps that were across the room. One of them was phone related. I think it turned it on or off or answered it or something. That might have been all there were. There was like...
And then was it glue gun or epoxy?
It was like white glue.
White glue, yeah.
I was very unsophisticated in the mechanical area. I still am. I cannot build anything to save my life if it's mechanical.
Yeah. Okay, let's see if this works.
You gotta hit pause.
Or done.
Open, unlock it.